This episode is brought to you by Growth Bar. Growth Bar is an SEO tool and Chrome extension for entrepreneurs, bloggers, and just about anyone who's serious about ranking their pages on Google. From keyword research to backlink analysis to rank tracking, Growth Bar can help you uncover critical data points and insights to drive better marketing results for your business. And now the tool also has AI content generation, so you can create an SEO optimized blog post outline in just one click. At my blog and agency, I've experimented with several SEO tools. In the recent past, however, one tool that has been indispensable for me and my team is Growth Bar. I consider it to be a must-have tool for anyone who wants to improve their rankings and get more search traffic. Growth Bar has not just optimized the search visibility of my blog 99 Signals, but has also played a pivotal role in helping me uncover a wealth of data for my clients at my digital marketing agency. For me, the most useful feature is Growth Bar's Chrome extension. Once you install this extension, it turns your web browser into a powerful SEO analysis tool. You get to see important SEO metrics like domain authority, organic traffic, and top backlinks for every Google search result right in your browser. Now, you can try Growth Bar for free for 5 days. You can find the link in the description of this episode. This will give you full access to Growth Bar's paid features for 5 days, which in my opinion is sufficient time to test out all the key features that the tool has to offer. Check out Growth Bar today and get faster, smarter SEO than your competitors.
Welcome to the Marketing Mantra Podcast, brought to you by 99signals.com, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of marketing topics, including SEO, social media marketing, content marketing, blogging, and more. Take your blog to the next level and achieve massive traffic growth by learning top blogging strategies discussed in the Marketing Mantra Podcast. And now, here is your host, Sandeep Mallya.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 100 of the Marketing Mantra Podcast. This is your host, Sandeep Mallya from 99signals.com. On this episode, I would like to share my favorite SEO hack to double your SEO traffic. So when SEO experts share their favorite SEO hacks these days, it usually involves things like improving your headlines and meta descriptions with AI content tools or ChatGPT, improving your site speed, and so on. But I would like to share something that's easier to implement. If you check your Google Analytics right now and compare last year's data with the previous year, you'll notice that some pages that were getting a lot of traffic are no longer getting the same traffic. When you probe deeper, you'll find that their rankings have also declined. Why is that? It's because you've not updated these pages for a long time. So right now, instead of publishing new content, what you should really do is update your old content and relaunch it. It's an SEO best practice to update all your top ranking pages every 3 months. This is what all the top marketing companies and SEOs have been doing for a long time. SEO companies like SEMrush and Ahrefs update their content on a regular basis. HubSpot, which started this whole trend, dedicates a large team to updating their blog content. And Neil Patel recently revealed that 90% of his content strategy involves updating his old content. That's how all these websites are able to maintain their rankings despite facing stiff competition for the keywords they are ranking for. The best part is you can use free tools like Google Analytics or Google Search Console to find the pages on your website that need an update. On Google Analytics, you can check year-on-year traffic growth for all your top pages. Wherever you notice a decline in traffic, it's time to revisit these pages and update the content with fresh information. You can add new graphics, add new screenshots if you think the old article has outdated screenshots, and update any new information that you think will enhance its value to your readers. I would also recommend that you do some keyword research and find related keywords you can rank for. You can do this manually by just giving a Google search for your keywords and then scrolling all the way down till you find the people also searched for section. See if you can add these keywords organically in your post. You can also use tools like SEMrush and Growth Bar, which is the sponsor of this episode, to find related keywords or keyword variations for your target keywords. Like I said, an SEO best practice would be to update all your top pages every 3 months so they don't lose traffic. So that's my top SEO tip to stay ahead of your competitors in search results. That wraps up this episode of Marketing Mantra. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be back very soon with a new episode.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.